My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am so glad that you were able to join us today. Guess what? I am so excited because we get to talk about one of my favorite drinks today. Can you guess what my favorite drink is? Wait, hold on. I think I heard someone say it. That's right. It's tea. There is nothing more wonderful than enjoying a warm cup of tea on a cold day, that is. So, in a lesson titled, Tea Anyone? We are going to be talking about tea, of course. First, we're going to be talking about the history of afternoon tea and different types of teas. Friends, this sounds like it's going to be a very exciting lesson all about tea. So let's get started talking and drinking tea. Let's go.
Tea, anyone? There's nothing more lovely than enjoying a cup of tea. Warm scones served with cream and jam. Small sandwiches. Delicious cakes. Tea served in a fine china cup. It is 4 p.m. and time for afternoon tea. What a sweet way to enjoy the company of others. Served on low tables, afternoon tea is often called low tea. History of afternoon tea. It is said that afternoon tea started in England in the 1840s with Anna, the 7th Duchess of Bedford. At that time, people only ate 2 meals a day.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天第一个重点，我们看 China 这个名词。当 China 的第一个字母 C 大写的时候 ，China 是指中国；但是当它是小写的时候 ，China 是指瓷器。例如 ，Grandma has a huge collection of China that she has collected over the years. 奶奶多年来的搜集让她有大量的瓷器收藏。或者是 Martha used her best China tea set when her good friends visited. Martha 的好朋友来看她的时候，她用她最好的瓷器茶具组来款待他们。接着我们看的是 Duchess 这个名词 ，Duchess 是指女公爵或者是公爵夫人。注意，如果要指明是哪个地区或哪一位公爵夫人的话，前面要加上定冠词的。例如 ，The Duchess of Kent attended the hospital's opening ceremony. Kent 公爵夫人出席了这家医院的开幕仪式。如果是公爵的话，就是 Duke, D-U-K-E。例如 ，Prince Charles is the oldest son of Queen Elizabeth and the Duke of Edinburgh. 查理王子是伊丽莎白皇后跟爱丁堡公爵的长子。
Gabe, I'm so excited. Today we get to talk about one of my favorite drinks. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, coffee, right?
Friends, is that correct?
Oh, I know. Okay,
yeah.
Coke. Beer, whiskey.
Gabe, no. We're talking about tea. And since we're talking about tea, I think we should have a tea time right now.
Right. Right now we're going to have a tea time?
Yeah, right?
Well, Rebecca, we don't have time. We need to talk about our lesson, but I say we have tea time a little bit later today. How about that?
Well, there's nothing more wonderful than having tea time.
Rebecca!
Yes!
What a wonderful phrase! Friends, you see that right at the beginning of our lesson. There's nothing more lovely than enjoying a cup of tea. There's nothing more adjective than something else. You use this phrase when you want to emphasize or tell people how much something is. How enjoyable having a cup of tea is. There's nothing more lovely than enjoying a cup of tea.
That's right. And of course, we see a picture here of, is that tea or coffee?
I believe, Rebecca, is that your favorite drink? Yes?
Tea is my favorite drink, yes.
Then this is tea, right?
Tea, yes. I believe that's tea. And sometimes I even like to have my tea with milk.
Ah.
Milk and honey.
There's nothing more enjoyable than a cup of tea with milk and honey. Think of some other ways to use this phrase. There's nothing scarier than giving a speech.
Oh, yeah, that can be pretty scary. Or there's nothing more wonderful than spending the afternoon with your mom.
There's nothing better for you than understanding God's love for you. There are so many ways to use this phrase. Think of some other ways yourself. And there's nothing more lovely than enjoying a cup of tea.
I couldn't agree with you more, Gabe. So I'm looking forward to our tea time later today. Now, here's an interesting question about the word tea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really interesting, but it is interesting. Are there more than one type of tea?
More than one? Yeah, Rebecca.
Like the type of tea you drink.
Yeah, I think so. You know what? I think the guys in the info cloud have something that they would like to share about this.
Mm.
So let's join them now.
What makes pu'er tea so special? One thing is its taste, which comes from the way the tea is processed. Its leaves are fermented.
Pu'er tea is also special because it enjoys government protection. In China, only fermented teas produced in the Pu'er region of Yunnan province can legally be labeled pu'er.
Fermented teas that are produced outside the Pu'er region must be marketed differently. Typically, they're labeled dark teas. Well, since the 1990s, it seems people everywhere have awakened to the advantages of national and international food name protection laws.
And it's easy to see why. Protected food name laws guard the reputation of traditional local foods, they promote local economies, and they eliminate competitors who might produce similar foods using inferior ingredients and or non-traditional production methods. Well, Ken, how about another example?
Sure. Since the 1890s, champagne, that bubbly beverage people love to drink at weddings and New Year celebrations, has enjoyed legal protection in Europe. Today, about 70 countries around the world legally regulate the use of this word.
Right. If this product is not made in France's Champagne region, it can't be legally called champagne. A generic name like sparkling wine will have to suffice.
如果有人把越南产的茶当作台湾乌龙茶来卖，或者你发现台中太阳饼居然是在三重制造的，你能够接受吗？当然不能。同样的道理，为了保护传统的食品，国际上现在有所谓的 Food Name Protection Laws， 食物名称的保护制度。像在大陆，只有在云南普洱生产的 Fermented Tea 发酵茶才能够被贴上普洱茶的标签。另一个著名的食物名称的保护是 Champagne 香槟酒。现在世界上有70个国家有明文规定，只有在法国香槟地区采摘酿制的葡萄酒才能够被称为 Champagne， 其他地方出产的类似的酒就不能够称为 Champagne， 必须采用别的名称，像 Sparkling Wine 气泡酒。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. And as you can see, there are many different types of teas out there. Well, let's get started with our lesson. We read warm scones served with cream and jam. Sounds good. Small sandwiches, delicious cakes, tea served in a fine china cup.
Well, Rebecca, this is really interesting here. I thought that tea time was just a time when you drink tea. I mean, I like to go to the tea stand after lunch and just get a tea. Is that not tea time? What's all this about sandwiches and cakes and scones?
Gabe, when you go to the tea stand to get tea, you are definitely buying tea, but we're actually talking about a time where you sit at a table and you drink tea from nice cups, not those plastic cups that you buy from a tea stand, and there are scones with jam and cream and sandwiches and quiche.
Oh, wait, hold on a second, Rebecca.
Yes.
I think I really need to experience this. I have never had a proper tea time before.
Well, later on, remember, you told me we're going to have a tea time.
Yes. Yes, good. Well, I want to know more about this. It says a time here in our lesson. It's 4 p.m. and time for afternoon tea. Is that normally when people have tea?
Oftentimes, afternoon tea is served between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. But 4 o'clock is kind of the traditional time to have afternoon tea. And our lesson reads, what a sweet way to enjoy the company of others. I would definitely agree. There's nothing more lovely than sitting at a table with your friends enjoying a cup of tea.
And Rebecca, I believe you just said a great phrase here. What a something way to do something. What a sweet way to enjoy the company of others. This is a great phrase to know. For example, maybe it's the winter time, right? Mm-hmm. You're not sure what to do. Well, what about going to the hot springs? What a nice way to pass your time in the winter.
Ah, that was such a great example, Gabe. Way to go.
Thanks, Rebecca. What a nice thing to say to me.
It really is. Well, let's say that you just celebrated your birthday. You and your friends decided to go out for ice cream, and then you went to the park and decided to play some soccer or football. You could say, what a special way to celebrate your birthday.
All right, well, friends, this is a great way to spend time with your friends by having tea with them. We learned something about the history of afternoon tea here. It began in England in the 1840s, and I believe we have more to learn about tea right after this.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I know earlier Gabe said that he wanted to experience tea time, but I saw this scone and I just couldn't resist. It's one of my favorite foods to eat at tea time. It's so good. Friends, you really should try scone sometime, or even better, you should try drinking blueberry tea, one of my favorite types of teas. Anyway, we have more for you about the history of afternoon tea right now. So let's continue with our next reading.
Tea, anyone? In the late afternoon, the Duchess would get hungry. So, around 4 o'clock, she scheduled tea and cakes to be brought to her room. This custom soon became popular among the wealthy. Types of teas. There is more than one kind of afternoon tea. A regular afternoon tea consists of tea with sandwiches, scones, and cakes. A cream tea is tea with scones served with cream and jam. A full tea includes tea, scones, cakes, sandwiches, and, at times, soup or quiche.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 schedule 这个字。schedule 当名词是指日程表或进度表。例如 Daryl had a very hectic schedule today. He really needs some rest now. Daryl 今天的行程爆满，他现在真的需要休息一下。Schedule 在今天的课文中是当动词，意思是安排行程。例如 The meeting was scheduled for last Friday, but it was postponed. 这个会议原排定在上周五举行，但是被延期了。所以我们看的是 consist 这个动词。Consist 是指组成，因为它是一个不及物动词，如果要说明由什么组成的话，后面要加上介系词 of， 再加上受词。例如 The committee consists of 12 members， 这个委员会是由12位成员所组成的。或者是 The dish consists of rice, vegetables and pork only， 这道菜仅仅由米饭、蔬菜跟猪肉组成。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, just before the break, we learned about how tea in the afternoon, or afternoon tea, began in England with Anna, the Duchess of Bedford. And in the late afternoon, we read, the Duchess would get hungry. So around 4 o'clock, she scheduled tea and cakes to be brought to her room. Wow, it must be nice to be a duchess, Rebecca. You can just tell other people to bring stuff to your room whenever you want it.
That's right. And when you're hungry, you just schedule those tea or that tea and cake to be brought to your room. Very simple. Well, we read, this custom soon became popular among the wealthy. Now, oftentimes, Gabe, I know that people can confuse the words among and between.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Rebecca. Well, it's important to remember when you use the word among, it's talking about more than two people involved. Between, of course, is just two people involved. So, for example, between Rebecca and me, she is the friendlier person. However, among all of my friends, Rebecca is the friendliest.
Oh, wow. Great, Gabe, that was such a great example.
I thought you might like that one.
But Gabe, do you know what time it is right now?
It's twin time!
That's right. We want to take a closer look at this word custom with the twins. So, let's go there now. Custom, what do you mean?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word custom. The word custom is a noun, and it's a traditional way of behaving or doing something that has been around for a long time. Let's take a look at the sentence from our article. This custom soon became popular among the wealthy. As many of you know, the article is about the history of afternoon tea.
Right. An English duchess in the 1840s would get hungry in the late afternoon, so she had tea and cake brought to her room. So drinking afternoon tea became a custom among the wealthy. Let's take a look at an example sentence. In America, it's a custom to eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day.
That's right. Every year, most Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day. It's our custom.
What are some of your holiday customs?
In Korea, it's a custom to bow when first meeting someone.
When we first moved to Korea years ago, we were not familiar with this custom. But after living in Korea for a few years, we now understand it's an important custom in Korea because it's all about respect.
Well, that's all for today.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. Now we are on to types of teas. There is more than one kind of afternoon tea, of course. A regular afternoon tea consists of tea with sandwiches, scones, and cakes. But here we read about a cream tea. What is that?
Well, a cream tea is tea that is served with, well, scones, of course, cream, jam, and don't forget the tea.
Okay, and then I guess we see something different here. A full tea has more. It has soup and sandwiches and cakes. And it says at times quiche, at times soup or quiche. Let's take a look at that phrase, at times. This means at certain times.
Right, so it doesn't necessarily happen all the time. Mm-hmm. So we could say, for example, Joey at times can be a little rough with his brother. But other times, he can be very gentle.
So at times he is rough. You know, my friends tell me that I'm kind of hard to understand at times. That means not all the time, but sometimes I guess I'm hard to understand.
And I guess that means at times you're very easy to understand, Gabe.
I certainly hope so. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to join Linda for the editor's summary.
Our culture article today talks about the art of tea time. What comes to your mind when you think of tea time? Scones with cream and jam, small sandwiches, cakes and tea in fine china cups at 4 p.m. And because this is traditionally served on low tables, this tea time is also called low tea. Anna, the 7th Duchess of Bedford, is said to have started this tradition back in the 1840s. Back then, people usually ate two meals a day, and in the late afternoon, she often got hungry. So she scheduled tea and cakes to be brought to her room. It became popular among the wealthy of the day. Did you know that there is more than one kind of afternoon tea? A regular tea consists of scones, cakes, sandwiches, and tea. And then we have cream tea, which is scones with cream and jam served with tea. And a full tea includes all of that plus soup or quiche at times.
Thank you, Linda. Well, friends, we have been talking about different types of teas today, so we decided to have our very own special tea time right here at Studio Classroom. And we have two guests who are joining us. Over here, we have Tim and Linda.
Thanks for inviting us, Rebecca and Gabe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love tea time.
Oh, speaking of tea time, mm-hmm. Rebecca, is this a full tea? And where are the sandwiches and the soup?
Gabe, I'm glad you asked. No, this would actually be considered a cream tea because we just have the scones, clotted cream, jam, tea, and quiche, but this is just a bonus.
Ah, well, that's a very nice looking teapot. Hey, speaking of teapots,
yes.
Why did the teapot get in trouble?
Why did the teapot get in trouble?
Because it was naughty. What's a tea time without some good tea jokes?
Hey, I have one.
Yes.
How long does it take to brew Chinese tea?
How long does it take to brew Chinese tea?
Oolong time.
Oolong time, I love it.
Boys. Huh? Where are your manners? This is tea time.
Oh.
Boys, tea time is not for jokes.
Tea time
is to have a good conversation with friends.
I'm a little sad about that. You know what else gets me down? Gravity!
Boys, tomorrow we're actually going to be talking about manners. Hmm? Would you two care to join us tomorrow?
Yes,
as we
please.
Learn about how we're supposed to act at tea time?
I'd love to.
Sure.
Excellent. Then pinkies out, everybody. Or maybe not pinkies out.
We will find out tomorrow. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us right here on
Studio Classroom.